在以侍奉你 ，as you fall this way, you fall
backward
or
forward.
And say somebody asks you, "Did you catch any fish?" You might say, "No,
we didn't catch anything."
And you see a little boy in school. You might see this all the time, and he might say to your teacher, "Well, why are you blaming me? I
didn't do it."
Yeah. Or you might say, "Please don't whip me. Just give me one more
chance."
Yeah. I think I may have said that at school time.
Oh, please don't. Just one more chance.
It's funny how you can come up with all kind of things like that. And somebody borrows a rake or something like that and breaks it. You might say, "Well, don't worry about it. I didn't like it."
"Well, just forget about it. I'll take care of it. It was old anyway."
And a crying child might say, "Well, my brother was eating candy and he didn't give me
any."
And land, you get rid of all the brush and the stumps and everything like that. You say you did what to the land?
Cleared the land.
And do you have any special name for the second cutting of grass? And I think I've already asked you about it. They asked you wheat. What about wheat that you tied up into a
bundle? That's all that I know.
And what about when you stack bundles of wheat? Any name for them? And say if you had a good crop, you might say, "Well, we raised 40 water."
40 bushels or 40.
Have you ever grown any oats or anything around here?
Only just to turn the cows into eaters, in the pasture land, to build up the pasture.
So they actually never harvested?
No.
Do you know what they would do with them if they?
No, wouldn't know unless they would just, feed them to their stock, the cows and so on.
Do they still do that, or are they mostly hay around here?
It's mostly hay, but they do, you'll see the wheat, oats fields, between here and Ocala especially, in those large pasture lands there. They'll section it off, divide it off, and it'll grow, and then they'll turn the cattle in on it and let them eat while they're reseeding another area.
And say you know, you and another person have a job you have to do, and you're telling them about it, and you'll say, "Well, it's say it's not just for me, it's for
you."
And say you knock on the door and they know who you are. You might not say your name when you say, "Well, it's," they'll say, "Who's there?" And you'll say, "It's,"
I'll say my name.
And say you're comparing how tall you are with somebody, you say, "Well, he's not as tall as
I am,
or I'm not as tall
as he is."
Say that somebody is talking about where all he's traveling. He says that he's only been as far west as Pensacola. You'd say that Pensacola was what west he'd been?
Farthest west he'd been.
And say that you've had your children over, and they've been to visit. You hadn't seen them for a while. Really enjoys the visit. What might you say to him as they leave? You might say, "Well,
I enjoyed your visit. Come back again. I enjoyed having you. Enjoyed your company."
And we talked about bread already, didn't we? And talked about eggs. Talked about pork. Yeah. Oh, something I meant to ask you didn't ask. Meat that's been kept too long, you say it's done what?
It's spoiled.
What about butter?